The world has entered the end times, according to Pope Francis, who claims this means it's vital for everyone in the world to submit to World Economic Forum founder Klaus Schwab and accept his agenda. According to Pope Francis, Klaus Schwab has been appointed Universal Bishop because his plan to restore nature to its position of primacy in the world order means he is a more relevant figure than Jesus Christ in 2024. Pope Francis's comments have caused an outrage in the Vatican, with many archbishops calling for his head. But given the disturbing facts coming out about the Jesuit Pope, should we really be surprised by his support for Schwab's Nazi-style eugenics and depopulation programs? Before we dive in, join the People's Voice Locals community if you haven't already, and sign up to become a member of the world's first ever cybernation that truly believes in life, liberty, and the pursuit of your dreams. Visit joson.com and click the Join Us button today. It's completely free. As an agenda contributor at the WEF, Pope Francis is fluent in blasphemy and is actively working to destroy Christianity from the inside. The WEF has been granted authorization by the Pope to rewrite the Holy Bible, according to a WEF insider who reveals the Pope wants the new fact-checked version of the Bible to be far more political, with a central place for the primacy of nature and far less about Jesus. Obviously, the new globalist Bible must be rejected out of hand by all self-respecting and God-fearing Christians. But forewarned is forearmed. So what can we expect from this demonic text? Yuval Noah Harari, who is known as the prophet in Davos circles, went on record stating that the Bible is fake news and full of hate speech, and the elites can use AI to replace the Bible and create a unified religion that's actually correct.
Can even write a new Bible. We, you know, throughout history, religions dreamt about having a book written by a superhuman intelligence, by a non-human entity. Every religion claims our book, all the other books of the other religions, they humans wrote them. But our book, no. It came from some superhuman intelligence. In a few years, there might be religions that are actually correct.
Just 1 month before Harari's satanic speech, The Economist appeared to be singing from the same hymn sheet. The global elites understand their dark spirituality can only succeed in a world devoid of religion. So they decided to destroy the world's major religions from the inside. WikiLeaks emails taught us that Francis was installed in the Vatican in a globalist coup orchestrated by George Soros, Hillary Clinton, and Barack Obama. And the globalist bulldog wasted no time repaying his globalist masters by repeating disturbing globalist rhetoric at every opportunity. In 2017, Pope Francis called for a one-world government and political authority, arguing that the creation of a one-world government is needed to combat issues such as climate change. Now, Pope Francis is actively defying biblical scripture by working to rewrite the Bible along globalist principles and create a one-world religion. Somebody needs to remind Francis that the Bible says, "You shall have no other gods before me." But it's unlikely Francis would be interested. He's more interested in overruling God's word and eradicating Christianity in favour of the globalist agenda and a satanic one-world religion that he calls Chrislam. Take a look at this disturbing ceremony broadcast to the entire world, during which the Jesuit Pope announced the imminent coming of Lucifer and followed up with some sickening blasphemous dogma.
With great pomp, fanfare, and ceremony, Pope Francis, the head of the Jesuit order, announced through his canter the imminent emergence, the near advent of the coming to light of the Antichrist.
Lama Seius, Lucifer Matutinus in denia, ille in quam Lucifer quinescit ocasum, Christus filius tuus, qui regressus ab inferis, Humano generis serenus illuxit, et tecum vivit et regnat in saecula saeculorum.
During this pronouncement, the cantor called Lucifer God, claiming Lucifer to be the father of Jesus Christ. The cantor acknowledged Lucifer as the Antichrist himself and worshipped him. To this, a great crowd and the whole world sang,
Amen.
This was the 3D ceremony that the Pope wanted to be seen worldwide. The announcement to the world, the son of perdition, this way comes.
Which brings us back to Klaus Schwab, the close friend and associate of Pope Francis, who is soon to be announced as a universal bishop. St. Gregory warned us about anyone who calls himself the universal bishop. He said, "Whoever calls himself universal bishop or desires this title is, by his pride, the precursor to the Antichrist." Which raises the question, is Pope Francis the Antichrist? Christian scholars are increasingly settling on an answer that might surprise you. The IRS under the Biden regime has become an out-of-control tyrannical agency, hell-bent on targeting people who have the wrong political beliefs. If you owe any back taxes, the chances are they might come knocking on your door soon. Don't waive your rights and face these goons on your own. They're not your friends. Tax Network USA, a trusted tax relief firm, has saved over $1 billion in back taxes for their clients, and they can help you secure the best possible deal. Whether you owe a few thousand dollars or a few million, they will help you. Whether it's business or personal taxes, even if you have the means to pay or you're on a fixed income, they can help resolve your tax burdens and get the IRS off your back. Viewers of The People's Voice are being offered a free private consultation. Just call 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/TPV. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/TPV. From the moment that Cardinal Jorge Bergoglio became Pope in 2013, prophecy experts expressed their alarm, claiming that the new Pope is Peter the Roman, the fulfillment of an accurate ancient prophecy. According to the prophecy that has accurately predicted each and every Pope in recent years, Francis will be the final Pope and the end of the world, because he is the Antichrist.
As soon as Pope Francis entered the church, everyone was shocked because of the prophecy of one very important saint, Saint Malachi. Now, before you dismiss this as just another prediction, what if I told you that there's a lot of new evidence that this ancient prophecy is playing out right now? Sounds eerie, right? So let's understand what the prophecy is all about, what has been predicted, and how accurate it is. Now, the current Pope of the Catholic Church, who goes by the name Pope Francis, raised quite a stir among prophecy enthusiasts. They are claiming that Saint Malachi's vision pointed straight at this year, dubbing this new Pope as Peter the Roman, the final piece of the prophetic puzzle. Pope Francis, originally known as Jorge Mario Bergoglio from Argentina, has raised questions. Despite his chosen name, some believers argue that hidden within his birth name is a connection to Peter. And get this, they're also making a case that he's a true Roman because his family has Italian roots, even though he's from Argentina. And this is where it starts to get really interesting. Let's travel back in time to figure out where this prophecy comes from. The prophecy of the popes is like a list of 112 mysterious sayings in Latin that tries to tell who the Catholic popes will be, starting with Celestine II. It showed up in 1595, introduced by a monk named Arnold Wyon. He claimed that it came from visions of Saint Malachi, who was an archbishop in the 12th century. The story goes like this. Malachi supposedly had a vision during a trip to Rome that revealed the names of every pope, 112 in total, from his time until the end of days. Think of it like a series of popes, and we're now reaching the last chapter. He wrote down these visions in mysterious verses, sealed them in Vatican's secret archives, and they remained hidden for centuries. Then along came Arnold Wyon, who uncovered this ancient manuscript just in time for a holy conclave in the 16th century. Of all the ancient prophecies in the Roman Catholic Church, Saint Malachi's prophecy stands out as one of the most discussed subjects that has captivated the minds of many historians. While some people question if his predictions are for real, others find them super interesting and surprisingly accurate. And here is where you might want to pay very close attention. According to him, the 112th Pope would be the last one. His words get intense, predicting a tough time for the Holy Roman Church. His prophecy for this year ominously states, "In the final persecution of the Holy Roman Church, there will sit Peter the Roman, who will pastor his sheep through many tribulations. And when these things are finished, the city of seven hills will be destroyed, and the dreadful judge will judge his people." The end. So, are we nearing the climax of Saint Malachi's prophecy? Well, it sure appears so.
This is where it gets really shocking. Before he was Pope, Bergoglio was Archbishop of Buenos Aires from 1998 to 2013 and President of the Argentine Bishops' Conference from 2005 to 2011. And he did nothing, absolutely nothing, to fight sexual abuse. Why? Because he was in on it. The Jesuit child rapist was just too clever and well-connected to get caught. This is why Archbishop Vergano is adamant that Francis is a false prophet. And Vergano is not the only one. There is a growing movement within the church who are convinced Francis is a demon stalking the hallways of the Vatican, who must be deposed before it's too late.
Now let's rewind a bit to October 19th, 2013, and you might want to listen closely here. A Catholic bishop named Bernard Fellet, who is more of a traditionalist, gave a warning. He said that Pope Francis was causing the church to decline and might be signalling the start of something really bad, like the age of the Antichrist. That's a pretty serious warning, don't you think? One of the most devastating blows came in the form of an 11-page letter which hit the scene on August 25th, 2018. This letter was from Archbishop Carlo Maria Vergano, who used to be the Pope Nuncio to the United States. In this letter, Archbishop Vergano accused Pope Francis of being neglectful in his responsibilities to the church, specifically concerning a guy named Theodore McCarrick. The accusation was that, despite knowing about sexual abuse allegations against McCarrick, both the Vatican and Pope Francis didn't take proper action. Moreover, the letter didn't hold back. It even called for him to step down from his role as Pope. And here we are, fast forward to today. The drama around Pope Francis doesn't just stay in the Vatican City, it's spilled all over the internet and YouTube. People are buzzing with charges and accusations, and it's becoming increasingly evident. It's not just regular guys on the internet. Priests, bishops, cardinals, and lay scholars are becoming vocal critics of the Pope.
The world is now at a tipping point. A battle is raging for the soul of humanity. The globalists and their techno-communist dreams of authoritarian rule threaten to consume humanity and destroy civilization as we know it. We should keep a very close eye on this Jesuit Pope during these pivotal years. Here at The People's Voice, we are determined to continue exposing the elite, but we need your help. Subscribe to the channel and join the People's Voice Locals community to join our amazing team and gain access to exclusive and uncensored content. I hope to see you there. Today's video is brought to you by IPv6ers. Are you a content creator who wants to publish information online without Big Brother spying and censoring your every move? IPv6ers is set to revolutionize the way information is disseminated on the internet by eliminating the need for big tech companies to provide unreliable, overpriced services such as self-hosting, email, and data management. IPv6ers enables an easy and accessible way for you to host your own web and email server with direct end-to-end connections and enhanced security. This means no snooping from Big Brother and no interference from the technocratic elite. If Hillary Clinton can get away with running her own server, why shouldn't you? Go to thepeoplesvoice.tv/IPv6 to sign up, or click the link below this video to take back control of the internet and win the info wars against the globalists. If you like our content, help support our sponsor, IPv6ers, and go to thepeoplesvoice.tv/IPv6 today. Thank you, IPv6ers, for making this video possible.